Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Secrets, lies, betrayals. Yes, it's season 9 of WeTV's hit series, Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars. Following a group of headline-making reality stars as they spend weeks of intense therapy deciding how to work out issues that are destroying their relationships or just call the whole thing off. The season features stars from Teen Mom 2, Bachelor in Paradise, Shahs of Sunset, Love and Hip Hop New York, and Bad Girls Club. Among the couples, Teen Mom 2's Kaylin Lowry, along with Javi, they're going through a divorce, working on co-parenting issues. Kaylin is ready to move on. Javi, though, hopes maybe to make that relationship work. And Julia Kenny and J.J. Lane, they met on Bachelor in Paradise after leaving Mexico. They decided to give their relationship a shot, but feelings for J.J.'s ex-wife leaves Julia unsure about where she fits in. It's been called the most shocking season ever, Season 9, Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, Fridays 9 Eastern Pacific on WeTV. And Kaylin and Julia join us on This Week in America. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
It is a pleasure. I mentioned it's been called by critics the most shocking season yet. From a viewer standpoint, I think we'd all agree with that. From someone who's actually on the other side of the camera, has it been shocking for you?
I think for both of us, it's been a little bit of a shock, but it was worth it.
Yeah, I definitely think that it was eye-opening during the experience, and then now watching it back just brings us right back to where we were at that time.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about at that time at the beginning. At the time, you're both dealing with different types of relationship issues. Why did each of you decide to go on Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars?
For me, Javi and I have a four-year-old together, and we just needed to learn how to just be respectful and co-parent our child, you know, for the best interest of him, and so I was hoping that Marriage Boot Camp could help us do that.
And Julia, how about you? Why did you decide, okay, I'm trying to make this work with JJ, got some questions I'd like to get answered. Why did you decide this would be a good place to get on and to try to work out these issues?
Yeah, so for JJ and I, we met on Paradise, like you said, but we didn't actually date on Paradise. We started developing a relationship afterwards. And he lives in Denver. I live in San Diego. So it was a long-distance relationship. He's a single dad. I'm a single mom. We both have children and are very protective. And we had weekends that were just really fun. And, you know, we laughed and got along really well. But we got the opportunity to do boot camps. And we thought, what's a better way to truly, like, get to know each other and, expedite, I guess, our relationship and figure out, you know, if this is something that we truly want to move forward with or not and introduce our children and all of that stuff.
Is it possible to prepare for this? I'm sure that you've seen episodes, and it's probably different when you're watching somebody else out there. You probably think I would react a little differently in this situation, or I could handle that pressure. What was it like, the preparation, and when you got there, was it what you expected?
I don't think anyone can prepare you for boot camp, to be honest. I had no idea what to expect. I don't think JJ did either. And I think that, you know, getting to know everybody in the house, it's just like a whole level, another level of not only doing drills and therapy all day, but you're also like getting to know all these people that you're living with now and, you know, maintaining relationships with them and navigating the drills together. It's just, you know, you can't prepare for it, I don't think.
Well, yeah, and when you go in as couples. How difficult was that once you had this opportunity with Javi and JJ for them to get on board, because you needed them on board to be able to participate and to try to work through these issues?
Honestly, for me, Javi was all over it because he had different intentions. He was wanting to get back together, and so, like, he wasn't hard to convince at all.
And how about from JJ's standpoint?
Actually, it was JJ's idea, and I immediately thought it was a good idea as well, just because, like I said, we didn't know how to move forward on our relationship, just doing weekends here and there, and so we just thought, you know, therapy would be a good way to figure out if we were going to be good partners or not.
We're talking about WeTV's hit series, Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, Season 9, Fridays 9 Eastern Pacific. Two of the stars with us on the program, Julia Kenny and Kaylin Lowry. We're talking about once you get there, it seemed like maybe you had a chance to unpack your bags, maybe you didn't, and there comes the white wedding. They don't give you, there's not like a couple of hour cocktail party to get everybody there and comfortable. It was pretty intense from the beginning, wasn't it?
It was literally immediate. I mean, honestly, we walked in the house. I think, Kale, you were the last to be there. I think JJ and I were second. So we were there for at least like an hour or two before we were put into our first drill. So they just threw us right in.
Talk about working with the therapist, Dr. Ishmajor, and of course, Dr. V, known for putting people through really, and I keep using this word intense, but it's really the best word to describe what happens on Marriage Bootcamp Reality Stars, very intense drills. How did that relationship work out with the two of them, and are they still on your Christmas mailing list this year?
Dr. H and Dr. V are really helpful and understanding, so I don't know. I just think it was a good dynamic with the both of them for all of us. I don't know. Julie, I think you feel the same way, right?
Yeah, I do. I think that Dr. V is more, you know, she's softer in her approach. She's still direct,
and
but
then
definitely like
Dr.
more
Ish
feminine.
Is more like, yeah, and then Dr. Ish is like super tough love and like matter of fact.
And absolutely. And they're both just so great for different reasons. And I think they both brought a lot.
Yeah, and it
and
looks
helped us figure out things.
It looks like they got through, and sometimes there's this resistance, and then it suddenly appears that the people on Marriage Bootcamp, they're realizing that, okay, this really is going somewhere, and I can see the end result here. I want to talk about some of the episodes. The upcoming one, Lie Detector Day, everybody gets to go out, hit the town, and be single again. First of all, this whole lie detector experience, what can we expect to see on that, and the importance of truth in a relationship, and is that something that both of you had to deal with?
First of all, the lie detector experience was probably the most intimidating experience I've ever faced in my life. Like,
a million percent.
I was telling the truth, and I still felt like I was lying. So,
me too.
Yeah, you do
it's
that.
Like, even they ask you your name, and you feel like you're lying about your own name. It's
yeah, they were
so
like, "Is today Tuesday?" And you're like, "Yes," but you think that it's going to say that you're lying, even though you're telling the truth. It's literally insane.
Yeah, and they seem to have the one that's actually the lie detector operator. Doesn't seem like she's got much of a sense of humor. I mean, it's like breathe, and she's sternly talking to you. So I think you'd be intimidated right off the bat with that. Did you learn something from the lie detector? Was that valuable?
I think it taught me that I never want to ever be hooked up to a lie detector test ever again.
Yeah, one and done. Yeah, I'm out of here.
I would agree with that. I don't think that I learned a lot from that experience other than, yeah, like Kale said, it was just super nerve-wracking, and I'm not sure. Yeah, I didn't know how I felt about it. I didn't like it. If you're in a relationship, you need to just trust the person. You don't need to hook them up to a lie detector test.
Like, if you have to hook someone up to a lie detector test, like, you're in the wrong relationship for sure.
Yeah, I guess that's a red flag, like, right off the beginning. By the way, before I accept your proposal, I got this lie detector in my trunk I'd like to hook you up to. And that's a sign right away this probably isn't going to work out. I mentioned hitting the town again, going out. It looked like from the trailer that some of the guys were enjoying the night out on the town. What was that like? What did you learn from that experience?
I don't know, honestly.
Okay, so the guys got more of it than obviously you guys did. I mean, they seemed...
I think we just had a good time being outside of our house.
Ah, yes.
In that house for an entire week or whatever it was, and just to like leave our house, it was just weird to go down the driveway. I saw Kale, but just like to be in public and I think that was really refreshing, to be honest, and for us to just like almost have like a girls' night where we'd been just doing therapy and with our partner.
We get to
see.
We couldn't wait to get out of the house.
Well, okay, so that was it. It wasn't the singles and going out that type of thing back in the scene again. Is the fact that getting out of the house and you see this beautiful place you're living in, the boot camp house, and you're thinking, wow, that's really nice. Do you ever get to enjoy any of that? Are there any down periods? It looks like from what we see, you can't even get to sleep because everything is so intense.
Well, they have a pool. Kale, I saw you swimming in the pool one morning.
Yeah, there was one morning where I just decided I was going to work out, and Javi and I decided to swim laps. But It was,
yeah, and JJ and I just watched.
But also we were there inside the house for 16 days, and so we weren't allowed to leave. That was the first time we were allowed to leave in 16 days.
But you were thinking about leaving. Let's talk about that, because there were several times, are several times in this season, where mutiny is actually discussed and people are like, okay, I'm out of here. Talk about that when you get to the point where I really don't want to be here anymore.
I think that was our my thought almost every day.
So that thought does go through your mind, that I'm sort of second guessing yourself, and I really don't want to do this anymore.
A million percent.
Well, and there were times with the a couple of weeks ago, the prison break experience, and Kaylin, that was very intense for you, and where you have to relive past tragedies, and Julia, everybody's watching and empathizing with you. That was even painful to watch. Talk about those experiences. When you look back on those, were they meaningful in the sense that, okay, I really understand something more about myself now, and I can cope with some of these experiences better than I did before I came to boot camp?
I think for me personally, I think, everyone had to deal with, one person in particular that had really hurt them in their lives, and mine had to do with, my husband that is no longer here, and I didn't have any way to tell him my frustrations and the things that I had to deal with by myself because he left. And that gave me a chance to speak like I was speaking to him, which I had never even thought about that or had an opportunity like that. So I think for me personally, I think it was definitely healing.
I want to talk about the levels of relationships that you take into this. And Kaylin, yours a little different in that you are co-parenting with Javi. So there's, in a sense, a lot riding on this. It's not like at the end of the time you can say, okay, fine, you go your way, I'll go my way, we won't see each other again. Talk about that, the fact that when this is over, when the cameras are packed away and you walk away from the boot camp house, you're still co-parenting.
Yeah, so I think that was... some of the couples could relate and some not. At the end of the day, whether marriage boot camp helped or not, Javi and I have to deal with each other for the rest of our lives. It's not like a typical relationship where there's no kids involved, where you can kind of, walk away if it doesn't work out. We have to deal with each other, and all of our history and all of our future is kind of like intertwined in that. So that was like the real difficult part about it, was like some days in the house, we struggled more than others. And so when we looked at those days, it was like, okay, we're struggling so bad, but at the end of the day, we have to still go home and deal with it. So it was hard. There were definitely really hard days.
And Julia, in your case, you wanted to find out what was holding you back in this relationship. You found out and you're able to deal with that. Do you take what you learned at marriage boot camp and apply that to future relationships? Will this make you better prepared to enter into a relationship in the future?
I 1,000,000% agree. I absolutely do think that. I think that no matter what, if you're learning about yourself or you're learning yourself about yourself in a relationship, that it's definitely helpful. And I think everyone should try to be better and learn more about themselves and what holds them back from their past. And yeah, I definitely think it's important and helps you learn. Absolutely.
Both of you, and with us on the program, we've got Julia Kenny, Bachelor in Paradise, Kaylin Lowry, Teen Mom 2, now in the hit WeTV series, Marriage Bootcamp Reality Star, Season 9, Fridays 9 Eastern Pacific. Veterans, sort of this whole reality thing, and social media is a big part of that, but I keep watching it, and all of the comments out there, the good, the bad, the snarky comments, everything is thrown out there. Everybody's got opinion after watching. How do you handle that, and do you even pay any attention to it?
Sometimes for me it is hard to not read the comments because there are so many and so many people watch the show, but and sometimes I will start to reply and then I delete it and it makes me feel better. But at the end of the day, you can't really change their opinions. Like, they think they know us. They think they know the entire story and the situation. So I just have to remember that we are in reality TV and that's just what people think. So, just take it for what it is, I guess.
Both of you are more than reality stars. Didn't go into everybody's past, but you have so many things going. What's the future like for all of you? This whole reality thing, is wonderful, but there's more depth to each of you than reality television.
I just graduated with a bachelor's degree, and I'm just still writing books, and I'm working on a podcast that I do. So I'm just kind of focusing on my career more than anything.
Julia, how about you?
And for me personally, I truly just going through all the things that I've been through, I've had so many people reach out to me, whether it's because they're a single mom or because they've lost someone and they're young or, you know, suicide, whatever it is. I feel like there's so many people out there that need help and to feel like they're not alone. And I think that there's something big for me to do in that area. And I definitely want to help people, whether that be write a book or I don't know what it's going to be, but I definitely feel like there's a huge network of people that I need to touch, and I don't know how that's going to work out yet, but I definitely have it in my heart to do that.
You know, we talked to some of the past couples that have been on Marriage Bootcamp, and they talk about they really felt that they were portrayed. They sat back, as you do, and you look at the episodes, portrayed accurately. How do you feel that you were portrayed? Is that actually a good indication of what you were going through at the time?
Yeah, I definitely... Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, this is Joy. I definitely think that I was portrayed exactly as I am. I'm always as honest as I can be, and I think that comes across. And, I mean, you guys see me cry and go through things, so it's definitely honest, true emotion.
Is there ever a period when you... Yeah, go ahead. Please answer. Yes.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that. I think it was Marriage Bootcamp showed a different side of Javi and I than what they see on Teen Mom, because it was such a different format of a reality show. So I actually appreciate the different point of view.
Is there ever...
I do wish that you saw us like laughing and joking together
yes.
more, though, because we did have a lot of fun. And Kayla
yeah,
and I are
did.
Constantly laughing. And so that's something that you definitely don't see, that we all just genuinely liked each other and got along and joked around and had a lot of fun.
Is there a point where you sort of forget the cameras are there?
Sometimes.
A million percent.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can tell with some of the reactions.
Kale, remember our conversation about getting our breasts enhanced? And I did not remember that the camera was there or that would ever be on TV.
So sometimes you wish you had remembered the cameras were there so you didn't say something that you
exactly.
go back on and you second guess later. Also, when you talk to people, they talk about the fact they went in and emotionally they gave everything. And they were somewhat surprised they even had those emotions. Just a couple minutes left in the interview. Talk about that. The fact that emotionally, physically, emotionally, mentally, this has to be exhausting. You had to take a vacation when you came away from boot camp, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It definitely is a whole other world when you're in a house where you're being recorded and filmed 24 hours a day.
WeTV.
Yeah, and when we come home, Kale.
Yeah, because it looks like it would be exhausting.
Kale and I are parents too, so we come home and we're, you know, right back into parent life. So it's like, it was just pretty extreme to go from, you know, being in drills 24 hours a day to right back into our regular life.
Well, we'll be watching WeTV's hit series Marriage Bootcamp Reality Stars coming up Lie Detector Day, and I get the impression nobody is real excited about Lie Detector Day. We'll see that Friday's 9 o'clock Eastern Pacific on WeTV. Two of the season stars, Julia Kenny, Bachelor in Paradise, and Kaylin Lowry, Teen Mom 2, with us on This Week in America. This has been fun. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.